Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Right now, we're moving on to our next segment with Pastor Kabasa, who's already on the line with our Grow model. Remember, we are trying to grow and not just be stagnant Christians. Our Christianity ought to grow as young Christians and young in Christ. Today, we're talking about being a witness for Christ. And Pastor Kabasa joins us on the line. Pastor ABC, good afternoon to you. Welcome. And thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, my brother. It is a pleasure. How are you doing?
I am well. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. The pleasure is all mine. Are you well as well?
Well, thank God, you know.
Yeah.
Busy, but God is good.
Indeed.
I am happy to participate, you know.
Thank
happy
you very
to
much.
Do this.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. So, as young followers of Christ, you're all called to be lights in the world. At least that's what they say when they minister to us. And that's what we're talking about today, being witnesses for Christ. What does it mean, Mfundisi, to be a light of the world as a young Christian?
Well, to be a light of the world as a young Christian means to lead people to Christ, because the text where we actually get this expression from says that we need to let our light shine so that they may glorify your Father who is in heaven.
Right.
So to be a light is to point people to Christ. Mm. In this dark world that we live on, we shed light on the path that leads to Christ.
Right.
So that's what I briefly share with you.
Shed light, and I'm assuming that is expecting us to know something about Christ to share. How can your actions and lifestyle, Mfundisi, reflect Christ's love to others?
I like how you put it. We ought to know Christ. So the only way for our actions and lifestyle reflect Christ is if we spend quality time with Christ. As we spend quality time with Christ, we gain Christ-likeness. We adopt Christ's way of doing things.
Mm.
And, you know, prior to Jesus telling the disciples, "You are the light of the world," he had also told them, "I am the light of the world." So in reality, it's like we are minor lights and he is the major light. And he's the source of light. Our light is like sort of reflective. We reflect the light that comes from him. So we have to be connected with him in order to reflect him.
Okay. And then let's talk about some practical ways of being those light or that light. What are some practical ways to share your faith with friends, share your faith with family, and even strangers if you can?
Oh, by loving them, by treating them with respect, dignity, listening to them, and making them feel appreciated, cared for, and loved. That, because by doing that, we are living the gospel. We are embodying Jesus Christ. Sometimes we think we have to preach to them. We have to drag them to church.
Hmm.
We have to be the church to them.
Right,
so
right.
Treat them with respect. Treat them with love. Whether they agree with you or disagree with
right.
you, love them for who they are. I think that would be something we should focus on.
And then sometimes you find yourself that, like Thomas, you're doubting even yourself, not only Christ, but yourself. So how can young Christians stay confident in sharing their testimony despite fear or even the fear of rejectedness itself?
Wow. You know, I've always wanted to address this question, you know, and I'm happy today I get the chance to do that. And I love the way you have actually put it. So first of all, people should understand that in the world we live in, we will feel discouraged. We are going to make mistakes. It's an abnormally normal thing. It's abnormal in the sense that it's not something good. It was never God's plan for people to feel disappointed, to have despair or fear of rejection and all of these other things. But hey, it's the new normal in a sinful world. These things are going to happen to us. We're going to have these feelings. First of all, we need to understand that it's normal. It happens. Second, we have a God who is the one who gives us strength. He's the one who goes before us. So if you fall, if you're feeling afraid, that's all right. Just remember that God is the one who has called you. God is the one who strengthens you. God is the one who goes before you. And so you can trust him and allow him to lead you. And fear may come, but hey, whenever it comes, just remember, the one who sent us said, I will be with you till the end of the world. And then he also said, I have all power in heaven and on earth. And he said those things because he knew that at times we would fear, we would face challenges and difficulties. And then finally, Jesus told the disciples that he has already overcome the world. You will face trials in the world, but I have already overcome the world. So if just keep going, trust in the Lord.
Okay, and my final question for this is based on what you said, that we ought to be the Bibles that people may never read. So we must be a living Bible, and you must love them and all of that. And to that I ask, how does living for Christ inspire others to explore their faith? I mean, if I'm just loving them, they're just going to enjoy it. And I'm not saying anything, I'm not preaching to them. I'm just living a Christ-like life. And so how does that inspire others to explore their faith?
Wow. A lot of people know Christianity. They know about it. At least they know the cardinal teachings of Christ. Mm. And unfortunately, a lot of people haven't seen it lived out. So when you actually walk the talk,
right,
you actually apply it,
right,
it attracts people. And it leads people to want to know more about it. You know, some people will be reached out based on our lifestyle. And based on that, they will be moved. They will be inspired to explore their own faith. So that's what it can do.
Okay. By seeing how I live it, and they would want to live the way I live.
Yes, and maybe they might have questions like,
right,
hey, we've noticed this and this. Why do you do this? How
right
do you do this? Things of that sort.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear you. Got it. Thank you very much, Mvundisi. As always, brilliant, brilliant. Appreciate your time. Looking forward to talking to you once again tomorrow, Pastor ABC, Pastor Ayes Kabasa.
Thank you, my
have
brother.
Have a wonderful day.
It is a pleasure
day
to always take part in this program with you.
Thank
God
you very
bless
much, Mvundisi.
And keep sharing the faith.
Indeed.
That's what you're doing, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll be doing that. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day further.
All right.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.